Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Morning, millennials. Welcome back to the Morning Toast. Happy Monday, unfortunately.
Unfortunately. And you I'm so sorry, everyone.
You thought that Monday was going to take you down, but Jackie and I are here to literally do the exact opposite. Not only do we have a sickening show for you that's going to sicken the Monday down, mm-hmm. we are also sporting our latest merch collection, the 100% merch collection, tracksuits, mugs, phone cases. We have got it all for you. So take a look, enjoy. We'll be highlighting some of the products throughout the next few days, different colors.
Yes, we have a lot of different colors. We also have a hat that is the cutest hat that I've been wearing just like around the city, and I just feel so fabulous in it. So we'll be showing you everything. I'm so obsessed with this collection. I'm wearing the teal sweatshirt and matching sweatpants that have a 100% on the thigh. 100%.
I'm wearing the black, obviously, that has a down the leg. And I just really am so excited that this collection is finally here. We've been planning it for so long, and I think the people have known that it's coming, but I don't think they expected it to be this sickening.
Yeah, they've known that it's coming, and we've also reached like peak 100%.
Yeah, it's,
you know,
perfect,
like,
timing.
We've been saying it for months, but like the amount that we said it last week was probably more than we've said it in all the months combined, so it was like we had to drop it.
Well, we were actually like on one last week. Like, I don't know if there was something in the water here at Toast Studio, but like I was rewatching the episodes, like, my God, we were just like on another planet last week. Like, especially just like with like the random shit we were saying, like Velma Thelma, like what? Like, what was that joke? I don't even remember.
Like, you said.
No, of course I remember.
No, it's because the doo-doo song.
Right, right, right.
Is Scooby-Doo. But yeah, we won't go into it.
Because doo-doo's not even here.
And because we still don't know. Is it Velma or Thelma?
And you know what? I kind of like the unknown, you know? Yeah. Like, I don't want to know.
I don't want to know. Can it be both?
Right, like, why can't it be both?
Why can't we? Why do we have to choose?
So yes, this is dropping on Wednesday. We will highlight some more products throughout the week. Make sure to be following us on Instagram, The Morning Toast, for all the content, all the items, and so you don't miss out on the drop.
Yeah, it's going to be so sickening. But other than that, it is still a Monday, and like this one is hitting harder, different, worse than ever before.
It's hitting different. Like, 100%.
I literally woke up with a pit in my stomach, and I was like trying to identify the pit, and there were so many sources.
Oh,
of
like
pit
what?
Film. Just like, I just feel so in disarray, you know? I just feel like I have so much to do mentally, physically, like actual, like logistically, and I've been putting it off and I don't want to do it.
Okay, that's interesting, because I actually woke up, obviously, like not with a pit, but just with like a kind of like a chip on my shoulder, like the fact that it's Monday and like somehow that's my problem. When I literally like just did Monday through Friday 2 days ago, like how is this happening again? Like, I just refused. Like, I actually cannot wrap my mind around that concept. Like I just did it, but whatever. I also woke up with a can-do attitude. I just feel like this is our week, you know? It's the last week before you go on your retreat, so mm-hmm. you're not here next week. Next week, I'm holding down the fort with Ben, and then I'm going to Florida for the second half of the week. So, like, this is, you know, where... This is a dare to be great situation.
It is a great week because it's like the last one before I'm going on my retreat. But maybe because I have my retreat next week, I'm just like, this is a waste of the week.
You've senioritis. Like, you're already.
No, like, yeah, let me go on my retreat. Yeah. You know, I'm just waiting. And by the way, I don't know if I've updated everyone, but I booked my retreat. It is happening. I will keep you all posted. Obviously, I'll be vlogging for the Patreon. And I'm really excited. I'm excited to just cross it off my list, you know? Yeah, no, and scratch this itch.
Where you ended up is like a good facility. Like, yes. I feel very comfortable sending you off there, not wondering like if you're getting mauled by a bear in the woods.
Yeah, so I feel really good about it, and I'll keep you all abreast, of course, because you guys are on this journey with me like as much as anyone, and I really appreciate everyone's support, and we're gonna be in this together, though I will truly be doing it alone. And I haven't had like a solitary experience like that in so long. I feel like I'm gonna go back to like high school version me. It's like, oh my God, how do I make friends? Like, how do I talk to new people?
Like, are you like, is that something that happens at the retreat? Like, you make friends?
I think you get like in groups, and so other people will probably be alone, but like some people will probably be like with friends or something. So it's gonna be like
high school.
Personally challenging.
Well, if you just bring your Kindle, like, you're fine.
Yeah, no, I'm not worried about that, but I do feel like there'll be like icebreakers, you know, two truths and a lie.
Oh, okay, so let's practice.
Two truths and a lie is my motherfucking cross to bear.
It's the hardest fucking icebreaker because, like, I think it's harder to come up with a truth. Like, who cares? Like, I wouldn't even know what to say. So let's come up with yours.
Oh my God, no, I literally can't.
Okay. Okay, so the lie is obviously, I'm not a natural redhead. Like, you should say that because, like, that's dumb and people probably think you're not a natural redhead, which you are. So say that. And then for your truths,
I have to speak my truth.
No, I know, it's so important.
And it's my truth.
No one else is. So, like, what's like a crazy thing you've like done? Like, nothing, like, you're so boring. Like, no, like, you don't have, like, some people, like, when they were babies, they were born with three legs. Like, some people have, like, crazy, like, an extra toe. Like, you don't have anything like that.
Yeah, yeah, no. I don't know. That's why I literally hate this game, and
it's so hard.
I'm so sorry that I brought it up. Like, now I have to prolong it. Like, it's worse that I have to play it.
No, but if we come up with them now.
It's bad enough that I have to play it there, but, like, to bring it into my personal space, like.
But I'm just trying to prepare you for what could be, like, a painful icebreaker.
I know. I just sort of, like, panic, and then I'm like, I'm allergic to bees.
That's
am
funny.
I don't know.
Yeah, you are.
Not really. I had a bad experience once, but like since then things have
I'm
been
sorry,
fine.
If you get stung by a bee and then have to go to the hospital, like you are allergic
but
to bees.
But then like later in life I got stung by a bee and I was fine. So I think my working theory is that the hospital experience, it wasn't a bee. It was a different big ass.
Oh no, hornet. I've been stung by a wasp. Do you know that TikTok sound?
No.
The fact that you like aren't on TikTok as much as I am is so upsetting because like Margo would have understood my.
But why don't you explain it to us? Because I think a lot.
That's the thing about TikTok sounds. You can't explain
that. I feel like you do a good job of explaining them. And then like I'm in on the joke and I literally will like say TikTok lines that I've never even seen.
I've been stung by a wasp. I actually like can't explain that one. Like I don't know the origins. It's
sounds
just,
pretty
like,
self-explanatory.
It's just so funny.
Yeah.
Also, speaking of TikTok, we went to dinner last night with Dom Roberts. We finally got to meet Dom and Kenzie. And we were talking about TikTok and I looked at my screen time last week.
You guys, someone needs a fucking wellness retreat.
Okay, so
an unplugged wellness retreat.
But like for me, like my idea of wellness is like laying in bed scrolling on TikTok. But so last week I spent over the course of the entire week 24 hours on TikTok, which is literally an entire day. It was actually 25 hours. So I'm just kind of like dealing with that, you know, like
I
don't know how to internalize the fact that I lost a whole day of my life.
Of your week. Of my week. Not even life.
Yeah, of my
week. Imagine how many days of your life you've lost.
No, I know.
Probably 100.
No.
Well, no, you've only been TikTok for like over a year. But if you're losing one day a week, 52 days.
Yeah, no, it's like really crazy, you guys. So I'm just kind of like working through that and trying to like like digest and internalize it and like what do I do with that piece of information because
you need to do something.
No, I know it's been like shaking me in my core like ever since I found that out.
Good, maybe you set like a screen time limit on TikTok because even though you'll go over it obviously like it'll be there like nagging you and maybe you'll just be more conscious of it.
No, that's like an alarm, like I'll just snooze it.
You should go on a retreat where you have to like turn in your cell phone.
No, I just like need to. The thing is it's like so
or
but you know what, some people could consider it 24 hours spent on doing my job. Like, it is my job to be kept abreast to all the trends and Gen Z news.
It's not going to cut it. I hear what you're saying, and I think that that's, like, a good rationale for, you know, a lot of our technology addiction and, like, TV. But that's a step too far.
But here's the thing. I'm, like, not watching TV anymore because I'm literally sitting in bed watching TikTok.
What about a challenge? Like, we'll hold you accountable here at The Toast, and we will give you 3 hours a day.
Okay, let me see what I did. I mean, yesterday I was like hungover, so I probably had more than average.
Three times. No, that's still almost. I'm sorry. I was wrong. 1 hour a day.
Oh.
You get 1 hour.
So yesterday.
And then we're going to look at your week next week. I won't be here. Excited.
Okay, yesterday I had 2 hours. That's not bad.
No.
Saturday, 2 hours. It's pretty much 2 hours a day. I guess that makes sense. 2 times 7. Oh, no. Maybe I just had like a really bad week last week.
Apparently you were on one.
Oh, I mean, on Monday of last week, I had 4 hours. So like.
I think we should try and get you to 1 hour a day.
Yeah, I think so, too.
And we'll follow up next week.
Last week, I had 19 hours. And I think you should
turn on the thing that says like you're approaching your time limit.
And how? Then, add limit.
Yeah.
How long should I do? One hour. Hour and a half?
No, do 1 hour. You might go over. It doesn't like lock you out. But that way you're trying to get it on the right.
But then, by the way, today I'm already at 20 minutes.
Okay, you have 40 minutes left. Spend them wisely.
That is so little.
Now you won't be like frivolously like looking through TikTok.
But they make me happy. Like, I don't know why there's like a stigma around screen time when like I'm literally at my happiest, like scrolling TikTok mindlessly.
Because it's so unproductive.
And it's so bad, yeah.
You lost a whole day of your life, like looking at other people, probably inevitably comparing yourself to this person, that person. Like it doesn't.
Yeah.
I'm sure once in a while you see a TikTok that's like uplifting, but most of the time it's like detrimental to mental health.
You know, like, because I'm like so like much prettier than everyone on TikTok, it's like actually not fair of me to even like be on TikTok because I'm like so much prettier and skinnier than everyone.
Yeah, and younger.
And younger, and like just funnier, and like it's sad for everyone else, you know. Yeah. I should get off TikTok to help other people's mental health, because like they're probably comparing themselves to me, and it's like, oh my god, like I'll never be as stunning, beautiful, and smart as this girl. Like maybe for the betterment of my generation, I should just take a step back.
Whatever it takes.
And whatever anybody, it takes, I know I can make it through. What song is that?
It's the theme song from.
Yes.
I'm going to need a minute.
Okay, I'm going to give you a clue.
It's like a California-based show.
I don't know where this.
I'm getting California vibes.
It's at one point in our childhood, we were banned from watching it because it was like a little inappropriate.
Oh, Degrassi.
Yeah.
Canada.
Yeah, no, it's Canada, right?
Yeah, it's Canada. Yeah. No, I was just thinking, I thought it was maybe going to be like 90210 or like
right.
Full House. And
I know I same can make era. It
Okay, also, if anybody wants to do the TikTok challenge with Claudia, like please feel free to join, share your screen times. We're getting to 1 hour a day on the talk.
1 hour a day, but like, that's so hard.
Sometimes self-care looks like hard work, literally.
Literally.
Okay?
Okay. Also, I just wanted to share like an experience that I had over the weekend, because, you know, I feel like I come on here a lot and like talk shit about Zara, and I stand by literally everything I've ever said about Zara. Like, the website is an atrocity. Like, just like make it easy for us, like make it work. But I went to Zara on Saturday, and I don't even want to say it because I don't want everyone to go to Zara and then like we'll all be wearing the same things. But like, the Zara summer collection like is here. And it might be their most sickening yet. Like, I literally picked up like 15 things. The dressing rooms are closed because of COVID. So I just like picked up a bunch of things, and I'm like, I'll just return whatever I don't wear. Did not return one single thing. Like, so sickening. And they've really gotten better with their sizing, inclusivity. And I just like wanted to give a shout out, because like I'm always talking shit about Zara, but they did that. Like, summer 2021, like they fucking did that.
Sweet. Okay, I might go. I literally need to shop for new clothes.
I know. And like, I literally got a whole new wardrobe in 10 minutes. Like, I just like was picking shit up, and I'm like, half of this won't fit, but I will come back and return it. And it's like kind of like added, like, I think it's really contributing to my good attitude, like on this Monday, because I'm like, okay, like we're stepping into spring, and like I have a hot fire wardrobe.
You're prepared.
Like, not prepared fully, but like I will be going back. And I saw TikTok. See, this is why I need to. I saw TikTok that the most underrated Zara in all of Manhattan is the Hudson Yards one, because Hudson Yards is a luxury mall, so people go there not for Zara, they go for like the Neiman Marcus, even though it went out of business. And because it's the biggest,
it went out of business.
Yeah, like that whole thing is going out of business.
The Neiman Marcus at Hudson Yards closed.
I'm almost 100%. Did you not know that?
I don't know. Maybe I did, but I
feel like you told me.
I didn't absorb it. No, but I heard Neiman Marcus was like filing for bankruptcy, but that doesn't mean that they closed. Which
the
is
Neiman
really,
Marcus was so nice,
which is really confusing.
Okay, Neiman Marcus, Hudson Yards. Permanently closed.
Wow.
Really sad. But because like most people don't go to Zara, don't go to Hudson Yards for Zara, and it's also the biggest, they have like literally every size, every item. It's like the most in stock Zara in all of Manhattan. So that's a little kept secret that I just blew up, and that blew up on TikTok. So maybe I'll do that this week.
Sweet. Yeah. Sounds fun.
Yeah.
Other than that, I need to get to Zara. Now I know.
Mm-hmm.
And
Zara.
Depends on the day.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Should we get into everything?
Yeah, we got the Fast Five. We got Real Housewives of Atlanta recap. So I just feel like without further ado,
it's time for the Fast Five stories that you need to know before you wake up and take a bite out of your morning toast.
And I'm very excited because today's episode is brought to you by Public Goods, and I've been using their products for like a few weeks now, and I've just been waiting to come into the studio, and this piece of paper is on my desk because I just did not expect to like find my new brand. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Everything. Okay, so today's episode is brought to you by Public Goods, the one-stop shop for sustainable, high-quality, everyday essentials made from clean ingredients at an affordable price. Everything from coffee to toilet paper to shampoo and pet food. Public Goods is your new everything store, thoughtfully designed for the conscious consumer. So there's so many benefits to Public Goods, of course, like being a sustainable brand and being able to shop for everything in one place. But like the products... sickening. The all-purpose cleaner, the dish soap, and then the hand soap. Like, I just didn't expect to like find my favorite new three products, you know?
100%.
Smells so good. And the aesthetic. Like, can we talk about the aesthetic?
Yeah.
Like, who am I, Nabella? Like, literally, like all the bottles, the packaging, it's like so simple and elegant. It's like literally like Kardashian, like minimalist. It's just like the most sickening brand. And I just didn't see that for myself this year.
Yeah, no, it's really exciting. I used a surface cleaner last night to clean up a little bit of Bruno's duty. And it was amazing. Masks the smell, but also doesn't have like an annoying, pungent ass smell.
No,
like,
not chemically either.
Just everything about it is so subtle and sickening.
No, I agree. Like, when I hosted Shabbat on Friday, which was one of the most overwhelming things I've ever done, like we'll never be hosting again, I use the cleaner on everything. Like, it just, and also it added like a nice aroma to my home. I'm like, yes, I have a clean home, even though like I don't, but like, you know, the Public Goods scent made it seem like I did. Mm-hmm. So rather than buying from a bunch of single product brands, Public Goods members can buy all of their premium essentials in one place with one beautiful streamlined aesthetic. Public Goods searches the globe to find clean, healthy, eco-friendly, and innovative products. They ethically source and obsessively develop each of their products to be free of unhealthy ingredients, harmful additives, and it's still common on drug and grocery store shelves. They are committed to making their products healthy and safe for humans, animals, and the environment. Yes, when I was getting ready for Shabbat, I was getting the hummus out, and I had this huge jug of hummus, and it literally slipped out of my hands, fell upside down, and got all over my kitchen floor, and like I literally ushered Theo out of the kitchen. I was so stressed, and I cleaned it up, and I sprayed the all-purpose cleaner to like clean up the smell of hummus, and then I let Theo back in because like it's not harmful on pets.
Love to see it.
We got an awesome deal for you guys. If you want to get $15 off your first Public Goods order with no minimum purchase, they are so confident that you will absolutely love their products and come back again and again and again. They're giving you $15 to spend on your first purchase. Plus, right now, you can receive your choice of either a free pack of bamboo straws or reusable food storage wraps with your order. You have nothing to lose. Just go to publicgoods.com/toast or use the code toast at checkout. That's publicgoods.com/toast to receive $15 off your first order. Check it out.
Check it out.
Everything of the sort.
Totally. Okay. First story, DMX, the rapper and actor, dies at the age of 50. His family has announced in a statement. They said, quote, "We are deeply saddened to announce today that our loved one DMX, birth name of Earl Simmons, passed away at 50 years old at White Plains Hospital with his family by his side after being placed on life support for the past few days. Earl was a warrior who fought till the very end. He loved his family with all of his heart, and we cherish the times we spent with him."
It's really sad. He'd been on life support for like a week, right?
Yeah.
Because like in the beginning of the week, we reported on it.
Yeah, we reported on it last week. It's so sad. And all weekend, there have been like tributes coming out, like videos that are going viral.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Everyone keeps tagging me in this tweet about Scooby-Doo, which is really crazy.
I know. And I guess like what I've like kind of gathered from all of people's tributes is like how influential like in the music space he was. Like, I think he was a little bit before our time, but it's been made very clear like in the hip hop space, like his legacy like lives on. Mm-hmm. So I'm just really sad for his family, and I hope that they're all doing okay.
Yes, hope everyone is doing okay. Really sad. I saw they're considering doing like a memorial in Yonkers for him.
Oh, nice.
Which would be amazing.
Yeah,
so just really sad and amazing legacy to see. Yes. Like everyone sharing. Also, I feel like all weekend my whole timeline was flooded with like DMX tributes and Prince Philip.
Yes.
But the big question has been answered. Prince Harry will be going to his funeral. Meghan will be staying home under doctor's orders because of her pregnancy.
But just really quickly, while you brought up DMX and Prince Philip, can we talk about Kerry Washington for a second?
Yes.
Kerry Washington got like canceled over the weekend because she like tweeted something out that was like not offensive, but just like kind of weird. She's like, what did she say? She said, can't you just imagine what DMX and Prince Philip are talking about at the pearly gates right now?
Yeah.
Like, such a beautiful, like, thinking of both of them. And she deleted it after, like, getting annihilated on Twitter. And I was trying to, like, see why people, like, were so upset about it. Because to me, it wasn't offensive. It was just, like, a cringy, losery thing to say. Like, that's just, like, a weird thought. Like, they don't know each other. They're definitely not even together. And, like, some people are like, Prince Philip's in hell. Like, people are so annoying. So I didn't really understand why she got canceled. But, like, if anything, I would just be, like, embarrassed, like, because that was, like, a lame tweet.
Yeah, I mean, that's all it is. At least for me, I don't think there's anything really offensive about it. Just, like, a weird thing.
Just like a weird thought to have.
Yeah, and then also share.
But oh, and share. Yeah, yes. I think you meant C-H-E-R. I'm like, oh, what did she tweet?
Oh, she's always tweeting.
She's always getting in trouble.
No, a weird thought to have for sure. I don't know that it's grounds for canceling, but you know, there's...
It's lawlessness now.
It's lawlessness.
Yeah.
So, yes, I did see that because you showed it to me.
Because I was just like so confused. I'm like, am I not missing something like from this tweet like that's offensive?
Mm-hmm.
But no, it was just like cringy.
Yeah.
But sorry, back to Prince Harry.
Well, now Prince Harry has arrived in the UK 2 days after Prince Philip's death, and he will be attending the funeral.
I'm glad.
Sans Meghan.
How far along is Meghan?
I don't know. I'm not. It doesn't say.
Yeah, because like I'm sure she does not want to go, and the pregnancy is like a fabulous excuse.
It's a fabulous excuse. It would be really awkward. I think it's awkward that Harry's going. It's literally a month after
this whole Oprah interview.
And you made your bed, lay in it.
No, I completely agree.
Like, I think it's weird. Like, this will be the first time they're seeing each other. I think in over a year, also because of COVID, it's like his first time going back to...
Since Megxit.
The UK. And you should stay home.
No, it's weird. Like...
Especially because I think it's going to be like a super small affair.
Because of COVID.
So if he had stayed in California, like, it wouldn't have been such a big deal because you could say COVID, you know?
Yeah, I just, like, don't understand Harry, like, completely. Because, like, he did go on this interview and, like, kind of, you know, air his family's dirty laundry. So, like, which – do you like your family or do you not like your family? Like, I'm confused. Because if you love your family, like, you even if, like, they've wronged you, you don't go on TV and, like, you know, air your dirty laundry.
Yeah.
So I'm just confused. I'm glad he's going because, like, that's the type of thing you can't take back. Like – if you make a decision in anger and, like, you
but
don't
also,
go.
But also, like, a tell-all interview is also the sort of thing you can't take back.
Yeah, no, I know.
So, it's done.
I'm just, I'm really confused at this point. But Meghan not going, I'm not confused by. Like, don't go.
Yeah.
Like, that tracks. She's being consistent. Harry's not being consistent.
100%.
Which is it? Like, which is it?
Yeah, you can't have it both ways.
Yeah.
So.
And it's just going to be, like, literally awkward. Like,
so
everyone
awkward.
Knows their business, like, we know that him and William aren't on good terms, and now we know Kate was the one who made Meghan cry. Like, we know too much. He just, like, blew this shit up, and now he's, like, going back, like, hey, guys, I'm back.
And also, everybody's grieving. Like, it's just not about him for, like, 1 second, mm-hmm. and now he has to come and make it about him.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I'm sure in Prince Philip's final days, like, this was a very big source
stressor.
Of stress.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that he should or shouldn't go.
I think he should go.
It's
a tough situation, but I do think he should go.
Yes, in the sense because, like, it is some, like, that's something, again, that you can't take back.
And you'll regret, and it's, like, at a certain point, like, family and death, like, that conquers all, you know? Like, you just are there for your family. And this is one of those situations, I think. So, I think him going is the right decision, but it does make all this news, you know, which I just think, like, the royal family is just, like, over the news for now. They could, like, use a little break.
And they also, like, they have a lot of healing to do as a family, right?
Yes.
And
maybe this is when they'll do it.
But, like, there's other things going on. Like, it's a celebration of Prince Philip's yeah. life. Like, they'll heal another time because, like, any other time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no, it's a tough spot. Like, I don't know what's the right thing, but I do think he should go to the funeral. I'm glad he is going. And I don't think Meghan should go, and I'm glad she's not going. And I'm sure she's glad to not be going.
Yeah.
Even though it actually doesn't track, because, like, in the interview when they were in the chicken coop, she was like, no, like, we spoke to Gran, you know, last week when, you know, Philip got sick.
Mm-hmm.
So,
according to them, like, they've been on good terms
with
Gran and Philip.
With the grandparents. And they went out of their way to tell Oprah.
They Zoom with... But that was all pre-tell-all.
No, but they... After the tell-all, they went out of their way to say the person who made the comment about Archie's skin color was not Gran or Grandpa.
Right.
So it's like they've kind of been protecting in their own way.
Yes, but in doing the tell-all, they... inadvertently, like, have...
Yeah, no, you can't protect some family member.
Have tried, like, to ruin, like, their life's work. Like, this was the... Like, the royal... Being royals, being the king and queen are... Not king, sorry. Queen consort.
Prince.
Prince is their life's work. And Harry and Meghan have made that much more challenging.
Yeah. I mean, but they also... Right, like, they what I gathered from their interview was that, like, they did not want to insult or, like, tarnish the name of Philip or Graham. Like, they kind of protected them in the interview, whether they were actually good to them or not. Like, it that was, like, clearly something that was important to Harry. But it's kind of like a, one of them is all of them, you know? Like
100%.
So it doesn't even, yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
So we shall see.
We shall see. Even I though, just, like, can imagine the tension. Like, and, you know, like, I can't imagine that Harry thought he'd be seeing his family so soon after the interview. But, like, that's what happens. Life happens. Death happens. And now we're all in a room together.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. Maybe they'll make a...
Maybe it will be... Maybe it'll be Prince Philip's final gift to the family.
I would everyone love coming that. Together. And that would be a great episode of The Crown. Like, where just kind of, like, his death brings everyone together. They all apologize. They love each other. Harry and Meghan move back. Resume their royal duties. And then Meghan can, like... Like, for me, like, what I was so upset about this whole thing is, like, of course, there's so many things I could be annoyed at. But, like, what I was annoyed at is the fact that, like, Meghan Markle, like, could have been an integral part of the royal family if they had let her. She's so charismatic. She's, you know, a sign of progress for the royal family. Like, the potential there that we never got, like, that was what was so upsetting in terms of, like, representation. And so if we could, if there's any possibility, like, that she could, like, be that, I'm sure she does not want to, but, like, I would just love that.
I know. I don't think there's... I hear what you're saying.
I know.
That ship has sailed.
Completely.
It's not happening.
I know.
But they will have to all figure out how to move forward and if they want to, like, stay in touch. So this could be step one for all of that.
It could.
We'll keep you abreast. Even as though, always. Like, it's not like we're going to be in those rooms, so we just have to go off of, like, tabloid reports, which are so false.
I don't know. From The Crown, I know, like, The Crown is fiction, whatever. From The Crown, it kind of, like, makes it seem like sometimes, more often than not, like, some of the tabloid rumors are, like, founded on truth.
Or maybe The Crown only addresses the ones that are true.
Oh, that's possible, yeah.
You know, the ones that require.
I mean, there's so many, yeah.
You know, like, every day it's something different.
Yeah.
Okay, ready for our next story? A little sports news?
A little sports news, yeah.
Are you ready for a little sports news? Because the Masters tournament was this weekend. History has been made as Hideki Matsuyama makes history. He wins the 2021 Masters tournament. You watched it?
Because Ben watched it, and, like, we were so just, like, dead yesterday that I just let him put on whatever he wanted. And, you know, I actually quite enjoyed it. Matsuyama was, like, in the lead the whole time, so, like, he obviously was going to win.
Yeah.
And Ben was explaining how it's, like, such a big deal. So I'm so happy for him. And he was a cutie. And it was actually, like, an enjoyable thing to watch.
May the biggest cutie win.
May the biggest cutie win. And, like, Ben said, like, part of the huge honor of winning the Masters is, like, the next year, there's a huge dinner with all the former winners. And the person who won the year before, like, gets to pick the meal choice.
Ooh.
So now everyone's, like, guessing what Matsuyama's going to pick. And, like, now this year, because the winner from last year was Dustin Paulina Gretzky's boyfriend?
Johnson.
Dustin Johnson. He chose chicken sandwiches.
Oh, yeah. Too bad you didn't win.
No, I know. I would have loved that meal. I bet it's so good.
That's such a fun fact.
Like, fun, like, tradition.
100%.
Yeah.
That's really cool. I feel like golf is super calming to watch, you know?
Yeah.
Like.
It was, like, a little borderline boring, yeah.
Yeah, but it's not, like.
No, it's not, like, crazy. Like, you look away, you're going to miss anything.
Yeah, yeah.
And they actually, like, do a really good job of airing it because. They, like, show, they don't follow one person at the same time. They, like, show everyone at different holes. It's, like, actually, I had a respect for the Masters.
They got a good thing going on?
Yeah, they got a really good thing going on.
Very, very cool.
Yeah, well, so I'm happy for him. I can't wait to hear what he chooses for the meal. Like, I'm literally, like, I can't think about anything else. I'm so excited. Like, I hope it's good. And he's making Japan proud, so we love that.
If you won the Masters, what would you choose as your meal?
Oh, that's a really good question. Okay, for an appetizer, we would all be having chicken fingers and fries. Like, but, like, in appetizer form, you know, okay. Like, with a toothpick in it, okay?
Okay.
And then for the entree, we are having Oh my God, I'm like overwhelmed right now. Hold on. Let me just think, like, what are my favorite foods? Like, we're having, like, it's pasta night, you know, like, okay. Italian, like, pasta, whatever you want. Like,
and you don't care that the foods, like, don't really make sense together?
Do I look like I care?
Okay.
And then for dessert,
the Toll House pie.
We're having a Chipwich.
Oh, cute.
Good Humor brand, like with the chocolate chips on the outside.
Oh, that's really cute. That sounds good.
What about you?
I think I would have Serafina come in and cater.
And cater the affair.
The affair.
Yeah, yeah, like
penne albahaca, pizzas to start.
Yeah.
But then for dessert, I've been really enjoying dessert lately.
And like Serafina, we went to last night. We took Dom and Kenzie's Serafina virginity. Is not known for their desserts. Like, I literally never get to.
No.
They have a tiramisu, which I don't even like, that like some people like, but they are not like dessert friendly.
Yeah. Maybe just like some delicious gelato.
Or like the Mastro's butter cake. Have you ever had it?
Yeah. Sickening.
So good.
Cipriani.
Lemon cake. Meringue cake. Yeah.
Okay. You guys, you want me to win the Masters.
Yeah. Let's go.
Root for me.
What? Vote like it's hard?
Elle.
Vote for Elle.
Are you ready for our next story?
I mean, I'm going to take a bite of my granola bar, but yeah.
Okay. So while you're taking a bite, I'm going to let you know that driver's license singer Olivia Rodrigo got a parking ticket.
I saw.
It's really funny. She said, driving isn't all fun and games. Olivia Rodrigo is quickly learning the ups and downs of having a driver's license. On Sunday, the 18-year-old singer whose ballad, Driver's License, became a mega hit, revealed that she ran into a little trouble while driving. With her driver's license. In a Snapchat shared to her Instagram story, she shared that she had received a parking violation from the city of LA, showing a photo of the ticket. She said, damn, this driving shit isn't all fun and games. I mean, and that's why I don't drive. That is why.
I love that this is news, you know?
No, it's just like because she has a song called Driver's License.
Right.
And she got a ticket. And I feel like it's a really good lesson for all the kids out there. Like, driving is not all fun and games.
Well, I was actually just having this conversation with Ben. Because he's like, I've never been in an accident. And I have, obviously, you remember, you made me get into an accident when you were singing Shower by Becky G.
Can't take accountability.
No.
Can't take accountability for her accident.
You were just like being such a distracted like front seat driver.
I think I was like making the vibes good.
You were Snapchatting yourself listening to Becky G's Shower, which is such a good song.
Yeah, can you blame me?
I know, and you know, it's such a good song. Like, the car crash didn't even ruin it.
It's such a good song. It inspired a segment on this show.
Yeah, that's true. But so Ben was like bragging that he'd never gotten to an accident. Like, I didn't get into an accident. I just sideswept some old lady's car.
It was just like a little dink.
And she was like so cool about it. Like, I was ready to like swap insurance and like have to like, you know, call the police. And she literally was like, it's fine, and got in her car and drove away. But I've never gotten a ticket. Okay. Ben has gotten like maybe 1,000. Like, you know, he actually at one point like got his license suspended for like having so many points.
That's so crazy.
So have you, well, you don't drive, but.
Right.
So I can't even ask you that question.
But one day. I feel like my time is coming soon.
Yeah. We've been talking about getting a car.
Yeah. And that would be really exciting for me to be driven by you.
I know. And also, if you're looking for some content, I taught Jackie how to drive over the summer in upstate New York. And there's a Patreon vlog about it at patreon.com/morningtoast.
So much anxiety.
Oh. Did you have something to say?
No, I was just going to get into our fifth and final story. The final story.
If I can just like let everyone know about Babbel, I would really.
Yes, I think everyone needs to know about Babbel. Therefore, you may have the floor.
Today's episode is brought to you by Babbel. For most of us, learning a second language in high school or college wasn't exactly a high point in our academic careers. I took Spanish like for over 8 years and cannot say one thing in Spanish. It's actually atrocious. But now, thanks to Babbel, the number one selling language learning app, there's an addictively fun and easy way to learn a new language. Whether you'll be traveling abroad, connecting in a deeper way with family, or you just have some free time, Babbel teaches bite-sized language lessons that you'll actually use in the real world. Their 15-minute lessons make it the perfect way to learn a new language on the go. So whether you're on the subway, I've been taking these little Spanish, they're like fun too, taking these Spanish classes like in the back of a taxi, like you could really do it anywhere, on a plane.
That's a great and wonderful use of your screen time.
Right, so much better than
educational,
TikTok.
Fun, snackable.
Babbel designs their courses with practical, real-world conversations in mind, things you'll get to use in everyday life. Other language learning apps use AI for their lesson plans, but Babbel lessons were created by over 100 language experts. Their teaching method has been scientifically proven to be effective. With Babbel, you can choose from 14 different languages, including Spanish, French, Italian, and German. Their speech recognition technology helps you improve your pronunciation and accent, so you can start your new language learning journey today with Babbel. Right now, when you purchase a 3-month Babbel subscription, you'll get an additional 3 months for free. That's 6 months for the price of 3. Go to Babbel.com and use the promo code TMT. That's Babbel.com, code TMT, for an extra 3 months. Babbel, language for life.
Love it. Okay, now are you ready for our fifth and final story?
Is it the fifth and final story?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Henry Cavill
yeah.
goes Instagram official with his new beautiful and brilliant girlfriend, Natalie Viscuso. And I know Claudia is like, why do I
saw the
care?
Picture.
You saw the picture. He said, this is me looking quiet. Well, they took a stroll together. They were spotted on a stroll. And then he posted to his Instagram saying.
Oh, God, what'd you do?
I just swiped. Hold on. Saying, I think maybe I haven't memorized.
I saw that they were photographed together and like literally nobody could figure out who this girl was.
Okay. Well, he posted a picture of the two of them saying, this is me looking quietly confident shortly before my beautiful and brilliant love destroys me at chess. And it's like a picture of them playing chess. But eagle-eyed pop culture enthusiasts might recognize her from a 2005 episode of MTV's My Super Sweet 16. Her milestone birthday was featured on season one of the hit series after she moved to San Diego from Roswell, New Mexico.
Okay.
So now she is the vice president of TV and digital studios at Legendary Entertainment, but she was on My Super Sweet 16, and I feel as though that's something that we all need to know.
Okay, I'm literally floored by this recognition. Like, floored, first of all. Second of all, there is a TikTok trend of, like, if you were on My Sweet 16, Super Sweet 16, like, make a TikTok, duet this, and, like, tell us where you landed. And, like, literally every single one of them was, like, the car my dad got me got repossessed. Like, we had to move out of our house. Like, because it was these people, like, spending so frivolously on a 16-year-old birthday party. Like, you know that their finances were not, like,
yeah, they're not, like, financially prudent.
So I would love to hear, like, a little bit about her journey on the show. I wonder if we'll get, like, any sort of interview with her. And remind me who Henry Cavill is.
Justice League Superman?
Was he supposed to be Jamie Dornan, or that's, like, the other guy? I always get them confused.
Oh, you
Who
know...
Who was supposed to be Jamie Dornan? Like, then the other guy, Henry something.
Why? Why not Cavill?
I don't know. Like, someone named Henry dropped out of 50 Shades and gave it to Jamie Dornan, who I thought was, like, so unqualified for the role. I mean, that's why I never watched the franchise. I just always felt like it was a huge casting mistake when that guy dropped out. Henry.
Okay, well... Henry Cavill is Superman, and he looks like Superman.
Yeah.
And I feel like he could have been the one.
And is he from Sons of Anarchy?
Is he?
I don't know. Like, these Henrys, I actually cannot keep
up with.
Okay, I'm
going to read what he's in. Okay. I don't know if it's going to mean anything to you. Man of Steel, The Witcher, Batman vs. Superman, Justice League, Enola Holmes, Mission Impossible, The Man from U.N.C.L.E. I like The Man from Auntie. Zack Snyder's Justice League, The Tudors. Everyone's been telling me to watch The Tudors, and now I think this might be the push that I need.
Okay, hold on. Henry Cavill was supposed to be in 50 Shades of Grey. But he's not who I thought he was. Charlie, oh yeah, by the way, they literally don't even have the same name. I don't know why I get them confused.
No, and
Charlie
don't put
Hunnam.
That shit in my head.
No, that guy's hot, the blonde guy.
And he's from Kingsman.
Is he this guy? He's from Sons of Anarchy.
Never mind.
He's so handsome. I get him confused with Henry Cavill. But actually, Henry Cavill looks like Matt Bomer.
You're just like, you're putting stuff into my head that I don't need there.
There's just like so many like sexy men. Like I actually just cannot keep track of them. But now I know who Henry Cavill is. I've never seen like any superhero movies. So like people in that genre like just go way above my head.
I agree. And he's not in The Kingsman. So I'm just going to take that back. I don't know who that guy is.
When is The Kingsman sequel coming out?
The trequel? I don't know. But wait, now I need to find out who the guy I'm thinking of from The Kingsman. Because I feel like it's going to...
Colin Firth?
It's going to blow the lid off this
thing. Taron Egerton?
No. He's a supporting man. The Kingsman cast. Oh my God.
I love The Kingsman.
Okay. Hold on.
I'll just be drinking from my 100% mug. Available Wednesday at shopmorningtoast.com.
He plays a guy named Charlie in the movies. He's like that guy who's with the girl.
Okay, why are you showing me the most tiny picture? Like, how am I supposed to see? Okay, that is like the most random guy, Jackie.
No, but he plays the guy that's with the girl.
No, this episode is called Those Guys That Are With the Girls. Like, there's just so, like, honestly, there's so many famous people now. Like, I actually cannot keep track. No. And I feel like I know most of them. But with the birth of TikTok and, like, all these digital famous people and now the traditional celebrities.
And all these, like, streaming platforms, there's so much content. There's so many famous people. I agree.
So, like, forgive me for getting my Henrys and Charlies confused. Like, it's just I'm a victim of circumstance. Like, I can only keep up. I know a lot, but, like, this is, like, kind of crazy.
Yeah, I think we're making it, like, harder than it needs to be. Like, it's just Henry and my Super Sweet 16 girlfriend.
Let's okay.
Focus on...
When I first saw the picture, like, the picture was, like, this really serious chess picture. I thought he was dating Anna Taylor-Joy.
Yeah.
Who is Anna Taylor-Joy dating?
I don't know.
She's, like, so eligible. Like, remember how, like, 2 years ago during award season, like, Anna de Armas was, like, the most eligible bachelorette in Hollywood, and then like Ben Affleck got her, and now it's like, who is going to get Anna Taylor-Joy, because she's like the most eligible girl of award season. Like, E! News like dies for her, you know?
Yeah, as they should.
Yeah, I just wonder who the lucky person will be.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's dive into our TV recap segment, which is The Real Housewives of Atlanta, which was on last night, which was so incredibly boring. Brought to you by Legacy Box, an effortless way to have your tapes, films, and photos digitally preserved to a modern format, so they're safe for generations. I get DMs like literally almost every day, like, what was the company who does the VCR? Pay attention, please. So if you have moments that you want to like preserve, we have over the years like collected so many of our home tapes, and like we bought all these like weird things on BestBuy.com to like transfer it. It never worked, and Legacy Box was the answer to all of our questions. It's so easy. You can reclaim all the priceless footage that you haven't been able to see in years. The service from Legacy Box is so simple. Use their kit to safely send the moments you want preserved, whether it's VHSs, CDs, anything. Their team will create a digital archive by hand. Then you'll receive your new copies, either stored on the cloud, a thumb drive, a DVD, along with all the original media you sent them. So with their tracking system, you can follow every step of the process so you always know your originals are being taken care of. Legacy recently surpassed 1 million customers. That's 1 million people celebrating milestones. Legacy Box is offering 50% off to our listeners, so you can get started preserving the moments that have stood out in your life today. Do not waste this opportunity. There's limited supplies. Legacy Box like will change your life. It's the best gift for a mom or a grandma or someone who just like appreciates sentimentality. So go to legacybox.com/toast to join more than 1 million other families who have used Legacy Box for just a fraction of the regular price. Take advantage of 50% off today and send in your Legacy Box whenever you're ready. Go to legacybox.com/toast. And again, that's 50% off while supplies last. So don't miss out. Legacybox.com/toast.
Love it.
Okay, The Real Housewives of Atlanta was like so boring. But to me, the most interesting part of the episode was like seeing all the food at Blaze Steakhouse. Like, gotta go there for a meal. It looked so good.
It looked so good. Yeah, the episode was boring. All this drama with the Prophet. Like, I was so confused. And then
and also, I didn't agree with anyone. Like, I kind of agreed with Drew.
No, but then after speaking to the Prophet, and if Toya and him really don't have a romantic relationship, but even if they do, but I don't even think he would lie. Like, if they did have a relationship, she wouldn't have called him up and had, like, a man of the faith lie. Like, I just don't think so.
No,
so,
but see, like, how do we have such two opposite stories? Drew heard, literally, he broke up with his fiance, left his baby to be with Toya. They're in a committed relationship. Toya's story is like, I literally barely know this man. Like,
no, like, that she, like, is taking his seminar, but, like, he was engaged 3 years ago, and that's just not
so, like, how do we have such two, like, literally polar opposite stories?
I don't know. Someone's lying.
Yeah.
But let's
say, I kind of believe Drew.
But even if Drew's telling the truth, like, it's none of her business. It's the same thing as, like, all this stuff with Bolo. Like, it's...
No, actually, I normally would agree with you, but the only reason I was kind of taking Drew's side, because let's say it's all completely true, and, like, the Prophet and his family are, like, a part of Drew's family, which is what she's been saying. Like, Drew has every right to be mad that, like, she introduced the Prophet to her friend, and, like, now he left his fiance for the friend when, like, Drew is... like family with them. Like, I can see if what everything Drew is saying is true, why she would be upset, and like how nobody understands that, like, confuse me. Like, if she really broke up a family, if Toya broke up a family who was so close with Drew, like, allegedly for years, you know?
Yeah, I just,
but that's assuming everything Drew is saying about the relationship with the Prophet is true.
It's just so confusing, and I also, like, really don't care. So I'm, like, confused, and I'm trying to care, and I don't.
I wanted more of the lipo. Like, I wanted more clarity on that, because
I think Marlo was lying.
Me?
She,
you do or you do?
No, I don't.
No, because she brought it up, and she said she's gotten it twice, and she's getting it again. You don't lie, half lie about liposuction.
Yeah, she was the one who brought the word to the table, and then I'm sure she was, like, maybe planning on it, maybe it just, or she's doing it, but I thought she was being super honest, and I also feel like she was really humbling herself at that dinner and just being like, really sorry. And
eating
she clearly
shit.
Felt really bad. She's apologized so many times. Like, clearly it was one of those nights where you just...
You act it out.
Things fall apart, you know?
No, I completely agree.
And you
agree.
Just behave in a way that you personally don't agree with. And she's doing everything right in the way she's apologizing, and, like, everyone needs to move on.
I completely agree, like, because I love Marlo, and, like, in New Orleans, I'm like, what are you doing? Like, right. putting yourself in the center of all this and, like, acting insane in front of Big Frida. Like, relax. But the way she, like, literally ate shit and, like, humbled herself and, like, apologized to every single person, like, multiple times, brought gifts. Oh, buying Porsche's sheets. She doesn't want the discount. Like, she's obviously trying really hard.
Yeah.
So I'm, like, so glad because, like, as a Marlo stan, like, I really have respect for that. And in no way did I think she was lying about the liposuction. Like, Shamia was just going so hard for her when, like, a friend of a friend saw you at the doctor's office. Like, maybe she was having a consultation. Like,
yeah.
And also, like, people's medical doings, like, are personal, you know? Like, leave them alone. And Marlo brought it up.
Right.
She's definitely not lying.
No, I don't think she's lying. It was just all very weird. The whole episode was just weird, and I just didn't care.
And also, the season finale is next week when, like, literally nothing has happened except for the Bolo stuff.
Yeah, I think they thought that that would, like, carry through the season. I definitely made for a few interesting episodes, but, like, anytime Bolo's name gets brought up, I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah. To me, like, Atlanta is having, like, a similar season but on a different scale than, like, OC, like, because they just had, like, limited time to film and, like, random trips they had to take, like, OC got really fucked because, like, nothing happened and they were caught in the middle of COVID. And Atlanta, I feel like they made the best of, like, the COVID situation, but it was not a great season.
Yeah, I totally agree. But I feel like it'll be a good reunion.
Yeah.
And I wonder if Drew and Toya will be back because Toya's not even a housewife right now.
No, but that always happens. She's like a Brandi Glanville, like how, like, someone who's, like, a friend of is the center of the entire, like, scandal. I don't love Toya. I actually really like Drew. She, like, really grew on me as the season went on. And I think she's a really good housewife. Except when Kenya said, or Toya said, like, she needs to stop worrying about my relationship and get a relationship with the treadmill. Like, that was so mean.
So wrong.
So wrong. And, like, all the other women laughing. Like, that really upset me because, like, when Cynthia and Mike were in their kitchen, like, trying to move the scale around, like,
oh my God.
Because the scale was definitely broken because they were, like, weighing in more than they thought. Like, I was dying. And, like, that's why I love the Housewives of Atlanta because they're so real. And they both said their weight
on camera.
On camera. Like, you would literally have to, like, stone me to death before admitting how much I weigh.
Mm-hmm.
But no, they were, like, just, like, open and honest, and I loved
so
it.
So relatable. Like, that's my year summed up.
Yeah, like, moving the scale around the house.
Like, in disbelief.
He's like, no, because, like, the floor's on a decline. Like, it was so funny. And then that treadmill comment, like, really bothered me.
Yeah, it was wrong. I didn't see that I didn't feel like the women were laughing. I felt like they were made uncomfortable by it.
Maybe. Also, like, what is with Kenya being the worst host ever? Like, I love Marlo for ordering, like, pizza and wings, but, like, she doesn't put out a cheese plate for, like, her five guests.
No, it's really...
And she thought they would be satiated with wine, but, like, this group eats a lot. Like,
yeah.
They are not satiated with just alcohol.
No, it's like, funny.
I know, because also, like, in South Carolina, like, it's a pattern now.
Yeah.
I just love Marlo, like, for real.
No, I really like her, too, and... I just need everyone to, like, forgive her for the dinner. Like, because also at the end of the day, like...
I think they do.
No, except, but, like, they keep bringing it up. And at the end of the day, like, she's going so far out of her way, like, apologizing. But, like, what she did was, like, she just acted out at a dinner.
It's,
like,
not a huge deal.
It's, like, not a huge deal.
Yeah, she didn't hurt anyone.
Right.
Even though next week it looks like things get physical between Drew and Toya.
Yeah.
And that was just, like, a, you know, a ticking time bomb.
Yeah. But I also feel like it's this weird balance with, like, all of the existing housewives being, like, so established and, like, been on forever. And, like, these two new girls, like, coming in
proving
and, like,
themselves.
Having to prove themselves. And it's, like, two different shows.
By the way, it's aunties and nieces. Like,
yeah, no, but, like, not in terms of, like, having fun, but the way that, like, Toya and Drew, like, are acting towards one another, it's, like, because it's season one for them.
Yeah.
It's, like, a season one. But we're so far past that.
We're so beyond silliness like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, because, like, some of the OGs, like, are a little boring. Like, Cynthia, even though I love her, like, she is boring. And even Candy, the only thing I really feel like Candy's integral towards is, like, she has no alliances. Like, she will comment on a fight, like, not because she sides with someone, but just because that's who she thinks is right. Like,
yeah.
So she's actually, like, a good kind of, like, narrator for the show because she's not, like, best friends with anyone. Like, this is really just, like, truly her job. She shows up and she, like, just comments on what she sees.
She shares her thoughts.
Yeah, and I actually really respect that because more often than not, like, in her confessionals, like, I agree with her because she's very unbiased.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she adds value in that. But some of the OGs are just, like, getting, like, comfortable and, like, boring, except Portia is literally just, like, the funniest person on the show. And, like, everything she says is just, like, a nugget of perfection. And, like, she was barely in the episode last night because she didn't get invited to Kenya's, but she still somehow managed to be, like, the queen of the episode.
Yeah.
I absolutely adore her. I think she's so funny. So yeah, season finale next week, and then hopefully the reunions will be good. Like you said, the worse the season, the better a reunion.
True.
So I'm very much looking forward to that. There's nothing on tonight.
Oh, yay. So fabulous. Did you watch any other stuff this weekend? I finished watching The Last Czar on Netflix. It was really good. Like, throughout, there was definitely times I was bored and, like, Rasputin, ugh. But by the end, like, the way that it ended, and, you know, I'll just, if you guys are going to watch, just mute me for a second, because I want to spoil, like, it's not spoil, it's history. But it was so crazy because, so basically, the Tsar and his family were brutally murdered at, like, during the Russian Revolution. They were, like, buried in a forest. No one found them for, like, 50 years. In the 70s, like, some historians found them, but, like, the political climate, like, it wasn't a good time to, like, tell everyone. So they stayed there for, like, another 20 years. And then the bodies were exhumed, and they needed to prove that it was the royal family, because it was just, like, bones, and no one knew where they had been buried. And so they got blood samples from all of the royals throughout Europe, because since they all, like, were married to one another, they have similar DNA. And even Prince Philip donated or gave blood.
He is old.
Gave blood to help in the cause of proving that it was the royal family.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, it was really interesting. And then they had a proper imperial burial.
Right.
And it was really interesting. And
I watched something really similar.
I liked the way that it was done, because it was like half documentary, half dramatized, kind of like the college admissions thing.
Yeah.
But it was really well done. And if you're interested in a little bit of history, I would recommend it. It also deals with like this question of like the Anastasia imposter, and there's like a lot of books on it. Do you know this story? And then apparently so basically the Russian royal family was murdered in like a basement, and there was a lot of mystery around what happened. And some of the mystery that got out was like that one of the daughters escaped, Anastasia. And so 8 years after the murder in Berlin, a woman comes up and says, I am Anastasia Romanov, and I escape, blah, blah, blah. And this woman spent her entire life saying, I'm Anastasia. And, like, there were so many people who were like, no, it's not. Like, the grandma came in. The tutor came
in. Why couldn't they just prove it, like, with blood?
They didn't have that technology yet for DNA testing. And she passed away before it could be. But since her passing and they found the bones of the imperial family, she was not Anastasia. Like, lived her whole life.
Oh, I thought for sure she was going
to
be.
But apparently, I was talking to Kayla last night, and she just watched the movie Anastasia. And the Disney movie Anastasia is about Anastasia Romanov. And apparently, like, they say that it's her, but it wasn't her.
But it's like a fiction cartoon, no?
No, but like, there are a lot of true elements. And they say that, like, she was the last remaining Romanov, but that's not what happened. So I think I need to watch Anastasia.
Well, really similarly, I watched Accepted. That movie with Justin Long and Blake Lively and Jonah Hill. And it's actually like a fucking great movie.
It is.
Except, like, do you know, like, the fatal flaw of the film is Justin Long's character's name is Bartleby.
Okay.
And, like, he's, like, literally, like, the center of the TV show. And, like, everyone's always like, hey, Bartleby, hey, B. Like, why was that his name? It actually makes the movie, like, bad. It makes no fucking sense. So that's what I was, like, spending my whole weekend thinking about. I actually didn't watch a lot of TV. I spent most of my time on TikTok.
Oh, well, that explains that. And then I also am almost done with the book that I'm reading called The Queen's Fortune. And it just took a turn. It just got good at 70%. So I'll keep you guys abreast.
Yeah, you've been far.
But it is about Desiree Clary, who was the one-time love of Napoleon Bonaparte and then married his friend. But her sister married his brother. So she's part of the court. Quite interesting. But apparently she's going to be Queen of Sweden.
Is she still alive?
No.
Oh, yeah.
No. Like, in the what's happening
oh,
next.
Oh, you're like, she's going to be the Queen of Sweden, like, today?
No, on the next page.
Oh, okay. So, like, not tomorrow. Okay. Like, that was confusing, the way you phrased it.
Sorry. That's on me. That's
100%. Trying to make me look stupid. So, it looks like the historical journey is, like, going really well for you.
The historical journey is going really well. I just, like, I sort of spread myself too thin in watching Last Czar while reading Queen's Fortune, because it's like then I had this Romanov itch that I wanted to scratch, and I was going to read.
I hate when I have a Romanov itch that I want to scratch, and like I just can't, you know?
Yeah, because I was in the middle of another book. So,
right.
But now I'm like back in the Napoleonic era, so maybe I don't know when I'm done with this book, and it was like a little disappointing. I don't know where I'm going to go from here. I don't know. I go back to the Romanovs?
So now you're back in the Napoleonic era.
Exactly.
Happy for you.
Thanks.
So, yeah, like, that was our show.
That right? was. It Confirming. Was ours. Confirmed. It was ours. Confirmed.
We spoke about the guys. We spoke about the girls. We pretty much hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, and it's confirmed that that's all she wrote.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pens up.
What's Time's up. Pencils up. No, what do they say, like, at the end of SATs? Like, Pencils down. Pencils down. Thank you so much for listening to The Morning Toast, the Millennial Morning Show, where we deliver the fast five stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching us on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast anywhere podcasts can be found, so on Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places. So wherever you listen to podcasts, find us, The Morning Toast. Leave a five-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and smart we are. If you made it to the end of the episode, thank you so much for listening, and we hope you have an amazing day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Goodbye.
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 Goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.